So we will start first with Rachel.
Hey, I want to say thank you so much to everybody for all your help in coordinating this effort and even just putting everything together. And special thanks to Ron Brown and his lovely wife for allowing me to participate in this convention. I'm really excited. You guys might know me from Ohio. I know I have several friends there in Indiana from my days in Ohio in FB. And I always wanted to come to the Indiana convention, so it's exciting for me to be able to participate in this, even though it is just virtual, but, you know, I still feel pretty connected to home, so thank you very much. One quick shout out to all of our graduates there in Indiana. We've got quite a few students who were former program participants. One of them, hopefully, James Quinn is going to be tuning in this weekend, and I haven't heard from you in a while, James, so I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Let me know how things are going. One of our great graduates who's doing a very successful work out at FedEx, doing some, you know, one of those jobs that are just not something you anticipate blind people ever doing. And he is making a real difference in his life and taking care of his family. So I'm really proud of him. I want to start first by just sharing a little bit about my personal history. I found out about the National Federation of the Blind back in, well, I've kind of known about it for a long time, but back in 2015, I came to kind of a wall in my life, and I realized that there were so many things out there that I was just not comfortable taking part in. And I reached out to some people in the NFB who embraced me and took me in and got me to work right away, doing a lot of different volunteer activities and getting involved in the organization itself. And I fell in love with it right away. I knew it was the right place for me right away because they were about action and empowerment and a belief in yourself. No matter what your personal journey entailed, you should be able to find success in life and to not let yourself be held back. So when I really got involved in the organization itself, I met through Richard Payne. He actually got me involved in the state convention one year. And one of the unique guests of that convention was Dick Davis, who is, as many of you know, has been a longtime chair of the NFB's Employment Committee. And he was, at the time, still the assistant director of Blind Incorporated here in Minneapolis. And he kind of talked to me about the NFB training centers. And I thought at that time, there is no way I could possibly share, you know, 7-9 months of my life away from my home state, away from my family, in a whole nother place I've never been to. Hadn't really traveled too much outside of the state of Ohio on my own, so the thought of doing that just seemed so insane. And he steadily and confidently, you know, just got me really thinking about that differently and what it would mean to sort of separate myself from what I knew and really take the time to reshape everything about myself. And one of the things that he sort of talked to me about was, you know, what was my career objective? What were my goals in life? And at the time I thought, you know, I really felt comfortable with my personal attributes as far as my ability to deal with math and write and all that kind of stuff. And I thought I could put all of my fundraising expertise and some of the other things that I had learned throughout my life into doing grant writing. And I didn't know anybody that did grant writing or anything like that. And he offered me an opportunity to come to Blind Inc. and work, do my training, but also take part in learning how to do grant writing with him. So I was very reluctant, but decided to take the plunge. And from that moment forward, I have lived with absolutely no regrets. I decided to take a job here at Blind Inc., and I'm now the resource development coordinator. And so I'm finally actually living out that dream that I've had so many years in my life. You know, through my training at an NFB training center, it has made all of that possible. So my journey isn't that much different than a lot of other graduates who come to an NFB training center. And I'm sorry, I keep getting a lot of talking from the jaw, so I'm trying to get that. I'm getting used to it in my head at the same time.
You could try Windows Insert S. I think we'll.
Oh, Windows Insert S. Okay, sure. Perfect thought. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So I'm explaining now that the NFB training centers are what I consider our philosophy in action. So what you do at an NFB training center, whichever one you decide to go to, you are essentially taking on our belief system and putting it into practice in your own life. You know, all of those things that we think make you, would make you a very successful person. From Braille to learning completely non-visually by using the blindfolds to traveling like an expert with using the long white cane. And you focus on that as if it were your full-time job every single day. You do that for a period of months. And at the end of that, you are an accomplished, ready-to-go person filled with lots of stories about how you can be successful in your next adventure. And Blind Ink here in Minneapolis is an all-weather sort of training center. And we specialize in winter travel. I like to say that because it's just one of the first things that always comes up when people say, "What? I don't want to go to Blind Ink. It's in Minneapolis. It's cold there." Well, I have to tell you, you know, I feel like when I came to Blind Ink after I left, I was prepared to pretty much handle any type of environment. So as we know, finding a job in normal circumstances is tricky. But even in COVID now, I'm open to working anywhere because of the fact that I have been able to, I've been trained to go anywhere at any time. So, you know, something to think about as you're considering your different options. Because we're in the Minneapolis metro area, you have access to a lot of different transit options. We are kind of unique because we have, you know, light rail, we've got buses, we've got, you name it, you know, a lot of pedestrian friendly areas. So our students that are here in our residential program are out and about all over the community doing all kinds of free things. So it's pretty exciting on a regular basis to hear all of the different places that they've explored in our community. And so at Blind Ink, you know, much like the other training centers, we offer your core basics as far as the Braille and technology and stuff like that. One of the kind of special things about Blind Incorporated here in Minneapolis is that we offer, we have a program called Codemasters, which was developed in-house here by an instructor several years ago that gets people through the Braille code, the entire Braille code. And we tell people it's 6 weeks, but a lot of people actually do it in a lot less time. So the rest of the time that you spend here is about building fluency and your speed and effectiveness so that you're prepared and ready to go for your next job. In our travel section there, you know, I mentioned the all weather conditions, and I'm not kidding. So I don't think there's anything more powerful than the note of accomplishment about, you know, you've gone, like as a travel student, you might have gotten your drop in the dead of winter somewhere, and you're sitting across from an employer who hasn't asked the question, but has that skepticism in his mind about how on earth is somebody like me gonna be able to do this job. And I would have the story to be able to share, you know, I can say, hey, you know what, I'm the right person for this job. It kind of reminds me of the journey I took over the snow and through the woods. Just kidding, there's not a lot of woods here. But through the snow and icy conditions in Minneapolis when I was dropped off in a location that I wasn't even familiar with, and I navigated my way back to that center, and I'll be able to navigate us through those challenges here at this organization. So those are powerful stories to have in your mind as you work through, have your armor ready to go for the employment world. We also have technology and everything you can think of as far as technology is concerned. We focus on the full spectrum of things because you never know what type of resource you're going to need for work. A lot of places are still Windows focused. But, you know, we do offer training in Mac, and many students do take part in that while they're here. We focus on all different types of Braille displays, all different types of mobile devices, and anything you can think of pretty much as far as technology is concerned, because we want people to be able to go take on that job that they were actually, you know, their goals and are working towards. So under work readiness, I want to say that we do have a really fantastic employment specialist here. And plus, we also have, of course, the chair of the NFB's employment committee and Dick Davis. And together, they've established a lot of relationships here with our local business community. We have, you know, hundreds of corporate headquarters here in this area. So people have an opportunity to take on internships and other things like that. I can think of just recently, we had a student who was interested in going into culinary arts, and she was able to take on an internship at a local cafe and build up her resume. And, you know, you got to have a few little bullet points on your resume to make yourself be as marketable as possible. So in her next phase, you know, when COVID hit, she was working at our Target Center here, making nacho cheese and a bunch of other food for for people in the, what do they call the back room, the people, all the little chefs they have at, your local, you know, basketball games and stuff like that, the people that are making all the food for all the events. And, she told me once that she made 40 pounds of nacho cheese in one day. And I just thought that was just wild. I couldn't even imagine it. And that takes a lot of speed and it takes a lot of, knowledge. And she's been very successful at it. And, you know, since COVID hit, she's been kind of, sidelined a little bit with that, but she'll be back out there ready to go as soon as everything gets back to normal, hopefully very, very soon. We have a health and wellness program, which is really outstanding. Actually, yesterday I walked out of my office because I kept hearing the sound of boards breaking, and I found one of our students working on his kick moves and learning how to break a board through karate. So that was pretty exciting to kind of catch. You know, they allowed me to watch for a few minutes, and so that was pretty very, very fascinating. In our overall programming, we also offer a sort of a layered programming, which is called College Readiness. And this program has a variety of ways that a person can participate. You could come over the summer between your college years. You could take the year and come here directly and spend several months with us, and then even take a college class here locally, because you can actually get in-state tuition for at our local community college. And it's kind of a hybrid of a college class plus training when you're ready. You know, and with the college prep programming, there also is a focus on your development of your note-taking skills and the social parts of college, like how to navigate all the little sororities and, you know, the FAFSA and just all those little intangibles at a college that can make life challenging. But also if they're navigated well, make what college is, it's what it's all about. So building those networks. Our student apartments, I'm just going to talk about that for just a second, because a lot of people always ask me this question. Our student apartments, because if you're coming from Indiana, you're going to want to know, where am I sleeping? Every single apartment that we have has three bedrooms in it. And all of those bedrooms are like a master suite. They each have their own bathroom. So you would not be sharing your bathroom with anybody else. It would just be yours. Furniture and all of that is already there. There's free internet. There's free cable, fitness facility, a theater that you can reserve to watch your movie or put on some sort of karaoke fun type deal. And you're right on the campus of the University of Minnesota. So there is just a lot to do around there. A lot of restaurants that are open. And, you know, our students right now during COVID, they're some of the toughest bunch, you know, of all, I'm telling you. They're out, you know, doing what they can within, you know, being safe and all that kind of good stuff. We are open for business here, but there are some restrictions as far as how many people can sit in restaurants and stuff like that. But we, you know, our students still get out, take a lot of walks and do sightseeing and visit some of the local landmarks and just kind of get out, because, you know, our weather sounds scary, but today we're oddly having 85 degree day. So you just never know around here. It's always something new. We also have a pretty solid youth programming. So if you're young and you want to participate in our summer activities, there's lots to do there. We do all kinds of activities and get people prepared for work and do little internships and focus on your Braille reading and your cooking skills and all that good stuff. So we did not have one this summer, but we know we'll be back in action next summer and hopefully in person. You know, health permitting. So on our activities, this is another question I get a lot. You know, what the heck do you guys do in the wintertime there? Well, we take real advantage of our winter weather. So we do dog sledding. We're scheduled to do some snowshoeing. We do tubing. Actually, a couple days ago, on a side note, we did first aid and CPR training for all of our students and staff, and that was a lot of fun. You know, learning how to save lives is always a good thing, so we're all prepared. So if you visit us, we'll be ready. Then, let's see. So I just want to touch really quickly on the COVID-19 policy here. We are teaching in person, but we're doing a hybrid teaching approach. So that means that when our students aren't feeling well, they can log in remote and not go out and, you know, inadvertently submit, you know, what if they're showing signs of COVID or something like that. We've maintained a separate apartment so that we have a quarantine space for people if anyone happens to get sick. We haven't had anyone who has either staff or students who have tested positive for COVID-19, which is a real blessing. And we wear masks and do all of the other protocols, like the sanitation requirements. We have hand sanitizer all over the place. There's, you know, we just keep a good stockpile of hand soap, and just we're super careful. Our students are as well over in the residential program side of things. So, you know, we take every precaution we can possibly take to try to keep moving. You know, it's important to be as safe and careful as possible, but we keep pushing forward because we know that time just won't wait. You know, when this is all said and done, you know, you still want to be ready to work, and we don't want to stop. We never want to stop getting blind people prepared for their next adventure.
If someone's interested, what do they have to do to attend blinding? Do they have to go through Voc Rehab, or what is the process? Give contact information.
Well, if they want to participate, the best avenue to take, I think, is to go through their Voc, their counselor at, you know, the Voc Rehab through that, because they will support you in going out of state to get training. So that's the best avenue to take. If they'd like more information about our center, our website is a really good resource to go to first, if that's an option, which is blindinc.org. And email is possible. You can email our admissions coordinator. She's at info@blindinc.org. So that's info@blindinc.org. Or you can just call us. We do still take phone calls. So our phone number is 612-872-0100.